Hey everybody, Shane here. Hey, look, you've heard me talking about my friends at Joseph Meyer Club, and I want you to go over, check them out at josephmeyerclub.com today and try out their brand new aftershave. And if you use my promo code RPPJMC20, you can try it today with 20% off. So just enter that code at checkout. Again, RPPJMC20. At checkout at josephmeyerclub.com. And yeah, it's a great product. I've been using it myself and I love it and it smells great. And so check it out and for all your aftershave needs. Again, josephmeyerclub.com. Follow them on Facebook as well for more information. And yeah, tell them Shane sent you. Thanks, everybody. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends at Naked Vine. Located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Serving up all your favorite wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers. Swing by and visit them this week for some great live music. Friday, February 15th, you can see River City Grassers out there. On February 16th, Saturday night, one of my personal favorites, Les Scruff and the Billy Goat. I return to Naked Vine on March 12th with my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase, bringing along my good friends Brad No, Jenny Rokas, and Andrew Ryan. Do not miss that show. $5 cover, 7 p.m. start. It's going to be a great night. I've been having so much fun doing these out there. So come on out, check it out, see what it's all about. All this information and more can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up, guys? We're Man the Helm, and you're listening to
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys of Man the Helm. Welcome to the show, guys.
What's going on?
What's up,
hey? This is cool, man. I'm glad to be here, getting the hang, getting to talk about some brand new Man the Helm tunes and everything. We are missing one guy though, right?
Yep.
Greg.
Old Greg had to work.
Yeah. But the rest of you guys want to introduce yourselves for everybody listening?
Spencer, I play bass.
I'm Andrew, I sing.
I'm Kevin, I play the drums.
I'm Caleb, and I play guitar, kind of.
So, he tries.
Sometimes.
I gave it a shot.
I had kind of on the mind too.
I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
And then Greg plays guitar too.
Mm-hmm. What a guy.
When he shows up.
Yeah.
we that didn't take long to rip on him, man. About a minute in there already. So
yeah, man, that's what he's here
that's
for.
That's what happens when you don't show up to the podcast.
That's right.
But like I said, we've got a lot of things happening for the group. But being this is our first time officially getting to hang out and talk, I'd like to kind of start at the beginning and talk about where Man the Helm gets started and everything. This I know this group's been around for a bit.
Well, I'm out.
I've been around.
Good luck,
for,
guys.
Yeah. For a hot minute.
Yeah.
Well, I was in a band before, or two, and that all fell apart. And Chris Coleman, like I was talking to him about wanting to be in a new band and kind of get something started. And I didn't have any leads on anything, and he sent me to Spencer. So Spencer was in Breakdances with Wolves, and kind of went from there. It was a package deal. I couldn't get him without getting Clark, and then I had Andrew on the back burner, waiting to get something started.
What up?
And then
just call me when you're ready.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, where did Greg come from?
We met a couple times before Greg, and then
yeah.
Greg was in the Naked Strangers, and they stopped playing. And I know he was kind of looking around for to play again. He's yep. ready to play again. So when we started talking, it was like, all right, let's make this happen.
Right.
We need another guitar player. And I was like, Greg is an animal on guitar. So let's see if he wants to, if he has time and he wants to do it. So.
And then down for from it. That point, we had that conversation and we didn't do anything for like 8 months.
Yeah. Let's start a band. Cool.
Yeah. Like yeah, we basically yeah, kind of put all the pieces together. I even had talked to Kevin and Dustin about getting those band things started, and they kind of had their own thing going, and I couldn't have one without the other, but I already had a drummer lined up, so kind of had to work around that. So we didn't get Kevin at first, but he's here now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we spent like 8 months not doing anything or talking or really any of it. And then one day we just kind of like, hey, let's practice.
Yeah, what are you doing Saturday?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And it was awful. Like, we got together and it sucked.
It was
like,
pretty bad.
Nobody meshed. Like, musically, it just wasn't like working with the song that we tried. So then we just kind of like jammed and then like all the pieces fell together.
All we had to do was scrap that first song.
Yeah.
And since then it was
it's coming back
beautiful.
Though. Yeah. We're doing it again.
We jammed that first song and it was trash. And then in 2 hours we wrote Crows.
Yeah.
Like it was just there. So.
Can you polish a turd? I guess we'll find out.
We're gonna do it.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
It is kind of interesting how like you know, some of those songs like they sit for a while and then you revive them and then all of a sudden kind of the pieces coming together and stuff. And so never know. And
yep.
like maybe it works this time.
It's going to be a hit.
Oh, it's going to do it.
I feel like
it'll be a banger for sure.
I feel like growing too as like a band, having Kevin as an outside ears helps a lot too. Just
sure.
I feel like, you know, we're better together now than we were then.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get this about what, three or something?
We're going on 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Took a break
sure.
after our last show last year in May for a pretty long time and then kind of started back up. So I'd say collectively 3 years.
Yeah.
But to make myself feel better, I say 2.
Right.
I feel less bad about having 6 songs then.
Really, we've only played like a year.
A year's worth of shows.
Yeah. We've only been kind of like public.
Sure.
Not really. Even like it was June 23rd at the Firebird that summer.
Yeah,
and then a year later was May at the Old Rock House, so not even a year of shows, but
yeah.
And then we disappeared. We stopped doing it.
Yeah,
went into hiding.
and that's what's kind of cool now that you guys are back, you know, in full swing with everything, especially like with the EP out now and all this. But I guess like the last time I saw you guys was like Del Mar Hall. In March or something, so you know that was has been quite a while. So, which was really a lot of fun that night.
Yeah, it was a good time,
was a great show.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
And so it's cool to see that you guys are back in action doing this, and Kevin on board now.
It's because of Kevin.
Not 90% of what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're doing it. I would say it's Kevin.
Yeah, I felt like for a minute we were kind of done, and then Kevin showed up, and after that, like, we've just hit the ground running. Like, we dropped the EP, and we've been, you know, getting shows booked and working on new stuff and, like, actually progressing.
The little spark we needed.
Yeah, it's just a little kick in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little one.
There it is.
It's kind of like, I mean, I feel good because that's, like, a full-on, like, rebrand. I really like that. I mean, with the new logo, with the way the tracks sound live now, with, I mean, literally everything that we've... It's pretty much 100% of rebranding. Yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I think we needed it after our time off.
Many hiatus.
Yeah. It's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I kind of went through that, too, like, even doing the show. Like, I started the show with my buddy Chris, and we had a lot of fun together for the first year of it. And then, but he, you know, stepped down. And after that, like, I essentially rebranded the show since it was just myself. And, you know, kind of gave it, you know, new life to it because I started doing the show all the time then after that. So it's, you know, a lot different today than it was.
What are you on, episode like 18,000 now?
Yeah, I think just
18,500.
I mean, that's, you know, this, I did about 20 this week already. So,
that's crazy.
You
know, wow.
I think the first one I did with you was like episode of like 168. And like I was looking the other day, and you're on like 600, 700. Like, man, yeah, that's
creeping up on 700.
It was only like 2 years ago. That's awesome. About the amount of days in a week and a days in a year, yeah. And you've gone like every day since then.
I think I did like 180 something last year.
Holy 2018.
That's
awesome.
Something like that. So,
staying busy, man.
Yeah, man. Well, I like to party.
Yeah, that's good.
Jesus to party.
So like I said, we got the EP. Let's talk about this. We got the brand new EP available digitally everywhere, right?
Yep. 100%. Yep. Spotify. Yeah.
No physical copies yet. You don't get those.
Yeah. Apple Music. Basically anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much everywhere.
Titled Hold Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Where's the title come from?
So
it's a song lyric.
Yeah. So in FYE, in the second verse, it also repeats right before the end of the song. I say, hold strong to your faith in me. And we were tossing around in our band group chat names for the EP, and I think we tossed around a bunch of different ones like Keep It On Wax, Slapshot Regatta.
Those were it was all band names.
Yeah, blame it on the wolves, and even we tried to use the band names for song titles and EP titles.
EP titles, yeah.
One day in the band chat, I was just like, "What about Hold Strong?" And Greg was like, "Well, that sounds pretty cool." And we're all like, "Yeah, sure, why not?"
Greg never disagrees with anything.
No,
he's an
awesome really. It's gonna be called Poop Turd.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Greg, I love it. I love.
He's the nicest person on the planet.
We're all really passive too. So like, somebody spitballs an idea, and unless it is just like terrible,
dirt.
Yeah, we run with it. So that's like the band name. We spent probably a couple weeks kind of spitballing band names. And so me and Spencer have the same exact tattoo.
Yeah.
And we didn't plan on it. It was years apart, okay? But Man the Helm is like in his tattoo because he's got a banner because he's cool and I don't. I just have a picture. But that's where the name came from for the band itself. Was from Spencer's tattoo.
And what does your say? Anyone can tame the sea, but...
It says anyone can man the helm when the sea is calm.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's even cooler than what I thought it was.
That should have been the album.
Yeah.
Why is our band not that name?
Yeah, that long one.
What's up, guys? Where anyone can tame the sea? Tame the sea bullshit, man. The hell.
Yeah.
I stumble on most of the shit I say on stage anyway. I don't need that.
Yeah, that's a lot. So the whole thing has been like nautical themed. Yeah, I'm like not really intentionally, but it just keeps happening. So we just got a new logo from Kevin's dad.
Side story there. Denny Blackwell designed the logo.
Yeah, well, we were on the point, and I said Denny Fowler.
Denny Fowler.
Johnny, that's my dad, because that's my dad's name, Denny Fowler.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why he said that, but Denny Blackwell designed the logo.
Kevin hopped on it like immediately.
Yeah, that's my dad.
That's my dad.
I could just see it in his face. He had no clue that he just said
it. And then it popped out again. He's like, "Oh yeah, it's Denny Fowler. I mean Denny Fowler. Crap."
Yeah, I just kept doing it, man.
That is my father.
But so our original logo had like the helm on it, and like everything's like our album cover is a pirate, and it's all just been like sea stuff.
I mean, it's
pirates and
it's worked for us. I
mean, it has, but we kind of tried to
ocean stuff is cool.
Move past that, so we got a new logo.
Should all wear life jackets on stage?
And we're trying to it's part of the whole rebranding process. We're just trying to move on from that.
I think with one of the things too, we wanted to keep the tie to the nautical theme. So if you look at our new logo, the H has the wave in it.
Yeah,
it's not a
toothpaste logo.
Yeah. We rebranded it as Pepsi.
But it's
Pepsi.
But how can we keep that nautical theme without being blatant about it? And that's what he came up with, and it was kind of exactly what we were looking for, just kind of being subtle with still keeping that overall kind of nautical vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, shout out to Denny.
Just a small one.
Yeah.
A better one this time than last time. Yeah. Because we got his name right.
Man the Pepsi.
Man the Pepsi. We're taking over.
Toothpaste the helm.
Yeah. Once tooth core.
Tooth core, yes. I forgot we did that.
Dental core.
That's
dental core.
Dental core.
Heavy dental.
So those names you mentioned earlier, were those other potential band names or something?
Or they've pretty much been through all of it. They were either going to be band names, or they were going to be song names, or they were going to be EP titles. Like, yeah. And basically, any vulgar, stupid thing any of us say, Andrew writes down as like a potential song title. So if they don't make it onto an actual, like, if they don't make it onto an actual song, they're at least a working title. So when we're at practice, like, that's what the songs are known as. Like, Until the End, we call MILF Destroyer, which Kevin probably didn't know.
This is awesome.
Yes. One of those Eat Shit Space Nerds.
Yeah. Eat Shit Space Nerds. What was another really good one?
Greg used to work at a place that made like Gold Bond and like Vagisil and stuff. So we had a song called Pussy Powder.
Oh, God.
I don't even remember which one it was, but we were rolling with that.
Oh, Get Them All Good and Greasy. That one, I like that one. Dick Wieners and Shit Songs. Just, I don't even know what
happened. Yeah, dude, it comes out of nowhere, and then we just write it down.
Stupid random thing that came out, and just like, song name, and write it down.
Because I want to see something like Dick Wieners and Shit Songs on an album. So I want to before I die.
We're not Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, we can just B-side it. It'll be fine.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Matt, speaking of Wheeler, I love on his record, like, they're all filthy titles, and then, like, he's got one on the last record, Family Tree, like, the cleanest title, the filthiest song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's an interesting twist on it.
He's...
What's that song about his kid?
Oh, Save Some Titty Milk for Me, that one?
No, he's... All the pussy
will slay.
Yeah. It's getting milk for me, kid.
Sorry, we just had a baby, so I play all those super vulgar songs for my wife, and she doesn't think they're funny.
Luca loves it, though.
Yeah.
He's into it.
Yeah, my son loves music, so any type of beat or song or anything, he's into it.
Yeah.
And he's only 8 months old, so he has no idea what it's saying.
And it's awesome, because I'll get snaps of Spencer sending me his son dancing to, like, metalcore. Like, I mean, like, new stuff, and even, like, Slayer. He's just, like, death metal. His son's just, like, smiling and jumping up and down.
For 90s like, rap, he likes that a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mental note, follow Spencer on Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Great, man. So Hold Strong EP, where we record this set, guys?
I was with Matt Amelung.
Yeah,
and Encapsulated.
Yeah. Nice. I think he's recorded a band or two in this time.
Just a couple.
A few
guys have done.
He's kind of the dude. Okay,
The wizard.
As we call him. That's where stuff like D-Shit Space Nerds and what was another one? Stoner Steve Game Time. That was enough. Like, just a bunch of different dumb titles actually came from him. He really is the wizard, though.
He's incredible. Like, we don't want to go to anyone else ever, because he just makes the experience what it should be, and he turns all of our shit songs into not shit songs.
Yeah.
So,
and just watching him work is
wild.
Insane. You're like,
it's wild.
Wow. How
his fingers move so fast. Like, he's just like cutting and fixing stuff and like editing as he's going. It's crazy.
The only time I've ever been in the studio with anybody where I'm recording something and he stops me and says, "Hey, I'm like rewriting your part in my head. Do this." And I do it and I'm like, fuck. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, we've had...
That's awesome.
I think it was like 6 feet under. We were in the studio. And, you know, we've had this song for a year and a half by the time we get it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, writes a new chorus. Just like, there it is. Like, do that instead. And it's magical.
Yeah.
Like...
And it's just... It's always...
It's subtle stuff.
Subtle little things.
But it's
that's
huge.
That's the best part. Whoa. Yeah, yep. That's, like, his specialties. Like, that stuff. Like,
yeah.
I know in old bands, he would do, like, weird counter melodies to the vocals that, like, mm-hmm. you never ever hear until you know it's there, and it's like, God, that's genius.
He did that with 6 Feet Under in the chorus. Like, I just sang it. I didn't even do anything with that. He gave it counter melodies, harmonies, and it was just
fantastic.
Dude.
Yeah. I love 6 Feet Under, man. That was the one that popped out for me in particular. Just, like, I love the intro to it. Like, just kind of kicks you right in the teeth to get started, and it's definitely a turner-upper.
It really wasn't supposed to be part of the song.
The intro was a different thing, right?
Well, the intro, like, I just wrote the intro, and then I didn't have anywhere to put it. So my plan was, like, when we play live, use that as, like, a segue into that song. But then we always use it at practice, so we went into the studio. It was just kind of like,
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do besides that.
How does the song start? I don't know. You were just jamming it, and then I remember like Matt turned around and he was like, he took off his headphones. He's like, "What the fuck was that?"
Yeah, we were recording two different songs, and I was, you know, warming up for the actual recording process, and I played that, and he was like, "Why aren't we fucking doing that?"
He's
song?
Like, "Why don't you guys just play just that? Like, why don't we record the other five?
Yeah, just do that song. This song's stupid. That song's not. Do that one. Like next time, dude.
Gee, thanks, man.
We've only got so much material, man."
Yeah. And more importantly,
I'm not that good at writing. It takes me a minute, okay?
More importantly, we only got so much money.
Still in college.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So
yeah, so that was a big thing too when we first started out. Like, we were practicing with no vocals, Like, he would show up
once a month, once a month and a half.
Maybe every 2 weeks at best.
Yeah.
And we'd run through the set a couple times with him, but the rest of it, like, the remaining members of the band were doing all the stuff.
Not practicing without a vocalist, that's weird.
It sucks. You know a thing about that?
Slightly.
Just a little?
That's weird.
Who would do that?
Wish my son was just at college.
Yeah, I'm basically 12.
Yeah, that's cool. You do good, kid.
Hey, thanks.
Andrew was attending 7th grade.
Yeah, I was in 7th grade. Time. Basic math. Yeah. Sorry. I was in detention.
Summer school. Couldn't come to practice. Failed 7th grade four times.
In remedial English.
Is there... I know somebody asked about some of the lyrics and stuff and stories behind that. Is there anything to go with 6 Feet Under? Where those kind of come from?
What? That's actually a good one. That's a great question. Yeah. There's kind of a duo on that one. So, whenever Caleb and I, so before all that, the story he told earlier, before all that got together, what happened was Caleb and I were talking about.
Hey, thanks, Spencer.
Always getting the beers.
He had a little beer bitch.
We were.
Bring the whole case.
We were talking like about a year before that, and. I always told him I wanted to sing for a band, and his, I think your first or second band didn't end.
We're going to say it's my first band.
Okay, yeah, I don't really count.
Because the band before that was worse.
Blues won, so that's cool.
That is tight.
But yeah, so that first band didn't work out so well, and actually kind of burnt Caleb a little bit, and he wanted to write a song about it. So that title's actually a little bit of a play on that band's name, and I'll let you mention that if you want to.
Yeah, so none of those guys are going to listen to this. I don't really care.
Perfect.
So I was in a band called Six Gun Charade. It was a metal band. And I quit because we weren't getting along at all. And I basically got told how shitty I was the whole time. Yep, there it is.
Perfect.
And it went bad. So I spent...
Just like this band.
Yeah, just like this band. Yeah. I get told I suck all the time. It's fine. But so, I spent like 2 years kind of burned. I wasn't playing. I wasn't writing. I didn't really care about music at all or whatever. And then I finally got back into it. So when we finally got kind of moving as a band, I was like, I want to write a song about this, but I don't do words well. Like, I can't write lyrics. Right. It's not my thing. I just had, you know, like a heavier riff, and I just kind of wanted to send a fuck you to them. So that's what we did.
Yeah, he's like, I want to write a song called 6 Feet Under because fuck those guys. And I was like, cool. So he sent me.
And I don't feel that way now, but at the time I did. Like, I was real bitter. So
I didn't know any of that.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, well, we talked about it. Not with you, obviously, but you don't write lyrics, so it's not a problem.
What was cool was right at that very same time, I just got over like a really, really rough breakup with my ex, and I was like, cool, I'm down to write a fuck you song. Let's do it. Yeah. So, like, that's kind of what we did. Caleb's living the fuck you kind of vicariously through those lyrics, and I'm very much like living that every time I sing it. It's actually kind of cool. It's I'm not a hateful person, but for like 4 minutes on stage once a month, I get pretty hateful and it's pretty cool. So
what made it better is like people love that song.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
yeah.
So it was kind of, I don't know, I like it. Makes me happy.
It was one of the final songs that like they had shown me, because like when I was joining the band, like the album was not yet. So I'd only heard the couple songs that they had released, plus a couple songs that Caleb would send me, like, dude, check this out, we just recorded this one. And that was, like, the final one, like, oh, you haven't heard this one yet. And that intro riff hits, and I'm like, shit. All right.
Banger.
Why didn't I hear this one first?
Lead with that one.
It was a secret, man. Hiding that one.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Heavy riffs, catchy chorus.
Yeah.
Rockin' bridge. I'm like, holy crap, where's this one been?
I don't even know how I wrote that. It just kind of all happened.
Do that again.
Right, yeah.
Well, that started out as a different song that you and I wrote.
It did, It was like three different songs, and then we just kind of were like, all this fits. So we put it together.
Just make it a different, better song.
That's what we got. Yeah.
Nice.
Good time.
Yeah.
Nothing like talking shit on your old bands.
With your new bands. we're like in a high school relationship. Fuck your ex-girlfriend.
Andrew, you don't even have
to. It looks literally about my ex. I can't. What the fuck?
You can't even say anything bad about your old bands.
I can't.
Yeah, because you don't have any.
Hey, I was in a cover band for like a month. Well, shut up. We were pretty good.
That counts solid.
Dude, I was in a really, really dirty metal band.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it from you.
This is Andrew's first like
band. Yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty cool because these guys have all been in bands before. So
he just turned 17, actually.
Yeah.
Gonna go we have never been in good ones.
No,
it's 11th grade.
It is cool that you guys bring that up because
except
like,
for everybody but me, I'm the only one that's been in shit ones. It's fine.
I've been in some bad bands.
Me too.
Not Spencer though, because he's perfect.
I like all my old bands.
Spencer's got no bones to pick. It is cool though, because that's a dish. Or originally, that was a very humbling experience to be around people who like knew how this shit worked, and I was very like, "All right, guys, I'll do whatever you want to do." And like now that we're kind of like doing the thing again,
you realize that we don't know how the shit
exactly,
works.
Exactly. You guys were putting on a front, and I'm like, I figured it out.
Yeah.
No one knows what you're doing.
Yeah, we don't know what we're
doing.
Cool.
Awesome.
We're just going to wing it.
I was like, I'll fit in just fine. I don't know anything.
let's share another one. This is Crows. Another fun one to sing along to.
Oh, yeah.
Anything in particular about Crows you guys want to share?
It's the first song that we wrote as a band.
It's the first one you guys released, too, wasn't it?
Yep.
We
So I came to the band with, like, a few songs written.
I love how I can put a perspective of, like, that's the first one you guys released, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the first one. And
like, I'm not in this band at that point.
So I had a few songs, and Greg had a few songs. But they weren't done. Like, they were just kind of riff ideas and, you know, maybe a minute here or there. But Crows is the first one that, like, I showed up at practice and, I just played the opening riff. And we jammed on that for, like, 30 minutes.
Oh.
And had a solid start.
Oh, yeah.
But we had the song done in, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, straight through, like, lyrics, guitar, drums, all of it. Like, I guess bass was in there, too, a little bit.
Spencer was there.
I figured
Spencer showed up. Yeah. It's not that hard.
He's only got four strings. I mean, there's not that much he can do.
And I only played one of them anyway.
So. Yeah, he really doesn't either. That's so funny.
That was the first song that we had.
He literally doesn't even play all of them.
I don't know.
Hey, it's cool. I'm not talking dicks.
Wow. Yeah. Soft.
Soft. But yeah, it was the first song that we had. Oh my God. We'll hear Denny.
Back up.
Big old Denny Jr.
Yeah, DJ.
Oh, man.
I'm calling you that shit. Now on, just so you know.
I appreciate it.
It's good. So it was the first song that we had actually written as a band. Like, we all just kind of threw our own ideas in at the same time, and that's what happened. Andrew got the lyrics from his brother. Not the whole song. Just a little.
Two very small stories. One, my brother and I were on the way home, and we were talking about, like, one particular thing that could happen, and we would both die happy. Like, people always say, like, oh, that could happen, I'd die a happy life. That's always a joke, right? So I said, yeah, man, I could die happy. Like, wrap me up, put me in the ground. And he was like, I got a date with some crows, baby. And I was like, what does that mean? And he's like, it's kind of just what you said. And I was like, yeah, but it's better. Can I use that for a song? He's like, sure, I don't care.
Cool.
And then the other part, the point that comes before that, Caleb and I got really, really drunk at a party and almost started a fight with 30 people. So the crash the party, fuck me around part was literally from a party that we crashed, and this one guy, who actually is my current girlfriend's ex, was kind of fucking me around a little bit, and I wanted to fight him, and luckily your now wife was sober at that, or sober enough to get us the hell out of there before we fought 30 people.
Yeah.
So
we were gonna get our ass kicked.
Yeah.
But we were gonna do it anyway.
Would have been cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a lot cooler.
Yeah.
I took on 30 dudes and got my ass kicked.
Yeah. I would like to say that we would have came out on top on that, but there's no way.
Hey, man, we would have went down, but we'd have come back up a couple times.
You know what?
Stay.
30 hipsters are still 30 people.
Yeah, that's true.
30 humans.
Well, they were like stealing our beer and just talking shit on us. And
it'd be like getting your ass kicked by like 30 12-year-olds, but it still counts as
30 12-year-olds.
Right. Like, Andrew's like, yo, this is the man, the Elm beer. Don't fucking touch that shit.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not gonna lie, if you were at a party being a dickhead back then,
And you had beer.
Spencer, hit the fuck.
I wasn't. That was the thing, though, is I wasn't even being a dickhead. Like, I brought my beer to someone's house, which they already had plenty of alcohol. They were taking our beers. Caleb told me that, and I was like, well, that's kind of shitty. And so, like, I went to go find my beer, and then my girlfriend's ex, like, came up to me and was like, hey, man, we should go talk outside. And I was like, no,
I don't
shit.
Think so.
I know what I you want to say to me, and I don't want to hear it.
And then they wrote Crows.
And then we wrote Crows.
Yeah. Perfect.
Which is not a diss song at all.
No. It's a very, like
it's pretty honest,
it's like
one, yeah.
Alternative mm-hmm. alternative rock song is.
It's probably one of my favorite songs, yeah.
That's a good
like
one.
It.
It's real
I
soft.
Like it.
It's solid.
Yeah.
The best part's the ending. Yeah, it's a little heavy. Andrew screamed one time in the studio, and Matt was just like, cool, that's perfect. Done.
Yeah,
like, we thought it was going to be like,
meh.
He's going to have to try a couple times, you know, like he's not going to get it right off the bat. Right off the bat. It was one scream, final take.
Done.
And how crappy is that I stayed the entire time, and it's like, I have to go. And as soon as I leave, I get a phone call like 2 minutes later, Andrew just did the best scream ever.
Yeah, perfect.
Like, great.
Well, yeah, it was funny, no, like, leading up to that, I knew I wanted to do that scream part, and I was like, all right, I'm not going to tell him that I'm working on it. I'm just going to get it really, really good and do it in the studio once. Hope to God it doesn't suck.
Well, we heard it at practice, and we thought it was shit, but we didn't want to tell him.
It was terrible. It was so bad.
But we wouldn't tell him. We were like, maybe when we get in the studio, we'll just be like, maybe you don't do that. And then he got to the part, and he did it, and nailed it. And we were like, it's fine, it stays. It's
good. You can do that now.
Do that from now on. Yeah. And the dude's busy, so it takes a minute to get it back. Just a small one.
He's popular, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk about your guys' next show. You guys are in the Road to Point Fest finals happening on March 16th over at Pops. And lineup still to be determined. We got a couple more rounds still figure out some
show or two left.
Yeah, the details. But right currently you have Disguise the Limit with you, Current Year, and After Alberta, right?
That, is there another one?
That
on
is,
there?
Yeah. Is
that it? Well, I understand. Us. Thank you.
That is it currently.
And yes. The Helm's on there too.
Yeah.
There
we are playing that show.
We're going to try.
We will be there.
There'll be a fifth one. I imagine it'll come from the.
Greg will probably be late.
Late one time.
That sounds about right.
One time. That's all it takes, man.
Poor Greg, not even here to defend him.
That's fine. He'll hear it.
It always happens like that when there's a chance to talk shit. Greg's not around to like defend it, and we don't plan that. Is the worst part. It just happens that way.
So the actual title to change on our EP is "Greg's Not Here," because he wrote like the main part of that song, and then we played it, and he wasn't there.
Yeah, he wrote
and
it.
We nailed it.
He wrote
so,
it.
So like we decided we don't need Greg really. But we'll keep him around anyway.
Yeah.
That's all right.
He wrote it, taught it to you,
yeah.
And then a week later, he's like, I can't make practice. And then we like did it better than ever. We're like, I don't even need Greg.
Yeah, we don't need Greg. Greg's not here. It's cool.
Yeah, until we try to play any other song.
Yeah,
so we're like,
yeah.
We really need Greg.
We do really need Greg.
But
he,
not for that
he's the song. Icing on the cake, man.
Yeah. He's the cherry on top.
Mm-hmm. I'm just the cake part. That's all I do. No one likes just cake.
You're like the egg that you put in the cake batter.
Right, yeah. Like, it's in there. It's important.
I'm the eggshell
like,
that you accidentally drop in and pick out. It's like, oh, get that out of there.
Shit!
What do you want to be, Kevin? Sprinkles?
Kevin's definitely sprinkles.
Fucking sprinkles on top.
I'm going to call you Sprinkles from now on.
Sprinkles DJ.
So what does that make Spencer? Is he like the cardboard, like...
Yeah.
Spencer's the
disc on the bottom.
He was holding us all up.
He's the foundation.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, so what's what was that like, sitting at the radio on Sunday night waiting to hear if you guys advanced to the finals and stuff? Is that pretty cool?
Well, Caleb and I just gone and seen a shitty movie, and then
we
a lot
did
of
a shitty
balls.
Movie. Glass is dope.
I heard.
Shut up.
I've heard both.
Well, he didn't see Unbreakable, so.
Oh.
Yeah, my wife did that. When didn't see Unbreakable or Split, and went and watched.
I saw
Split.
Split.
And then I'm like, "Did you watch those?" And she goes, "No." And I was like, "And then she, I was like, no wonder you're confused, like."
Right. That's kind of like a huge part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you have to see both to understand Glass. But anyway, we went to the movies, and then
just together. Yeah, we were together. We had the recliners next to each other.
Yeah, we were hanging
we
out
under a blanket as good.
Hands.
Shared popcorn.
Sounds sweet.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Cut a hole in the bottom of the box. That's not popcorn.
Went to dinner. It was nice.
He didn't call me afterward.
My wife went, okay.
Sure.
And Kevin's fiance went as well.
They were there.
Yeah,
they were on their own.
They were seeing a different movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went with
it. It's not a big deal. But yeah, so I listened to it on the way home from that. And was it Story of the Year was on that night?
Yeah, they had Story of the Year in studio that night promoting their big show last weekend.
Yep. And Cornbread Almost Forgot.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, it was like
9:59 and 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was
oh, hey, got announced the winner.
It was like 10:02.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I almost forgot. Thanks.
Thanks, pal.
You know, it was way more exciting than mine. Put the baby to sleep, went to bed. I was like, he'll probably say it right at the beginning.
Nope.
And then
I planned
there,
on it being
and
kind
I was
of
like,
the end. Yeah.
Maybe he'll say it in the middle. Maybe he's not going to say it
at all.
Maybe we'll find out on Facebook.
They was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. And they said our name. I was like, woo. Going
sweet.
To bed.
To you, man. Good night.
Yep.
It was a good show, too, so we weren't really positive on, like, you know, what the outcome was going to be. We were hopeful.
Sure.
But we didn't know.
Yeah, there was a... The cool thing I like about the Road to Point Fest is it gets a lot of new bands out there that I, like... I've been involved in the scene for 10 years. I know Spencer's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yeah, Andrew's been around for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Seconds.
Just,
well, like, you see, minutes. Like, bands come and go. And, like, the Road to Point Fest has a lot of newer bands that I've just never heard of
yeah.
that are trying to get out there and make a name for themselves. And so it's cool to see that. And the band that moved on from our show Current Year, they were... one of those bands, and they were just the nicest dudes and
super cool guys,
really solid, and I think they're really good.
Yeah, I mean I've met many of my friends today through the Road to Point Fest stuff down there. I mean, a lot of them, you know, I remember meeting Apollo's daughter down there the first time and like watched their set, and I was like, man, you guys kick ass. We're, you know, so I went and introduced myself, and I'm like, we should do a podcast and get to meet up. So, and then, you know, now I'm stuck being friends with Corey. So, like,
you know, so that's a bummer.
Damn, damn the bad luck.
Damn the bad luck.
But, they're, you know, that stuff, like, it's, that's what's fun about that. It's like, it's just great exposure to, for you guys and for all the other bands. And, yep, and it's a bit, it's a big networking kind of thing. We can all become buddies and do more shows together in the future. So,
yeah.
That's what we try to do. Like, we try to get along with as many people as we can.
And these dudes, they did the Road to Point Fest last year. And I think Andrew had to graduate from college, so they had to drop out.
It always comes back to me somehow, but...
Yeah, something about, like, walking's important or something. I don't know.
I left my graduation. It was raining.
Yeah, I didn't go.
I said, screw this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just so funny. Yeah, it was just so funny. It was like...
He's talking about graduating from college, not high school.
I did graduate from college, you dick.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
That surprises me.
Fuck you, man.
But they had to drop out, and so when I joined, the timing was right.
It was junior college when it counts.
Roast. They had to drop out, just like Caleb dropped out of college.
Yeah, I didn't drop out. I did drop out of Webster.
You dropped out of middle school?
Maybe. Shut up.
So it was kind of, the timing was right when I joined. You know, it was the beginning of December, end of November. It was like, hey, this is coming up. They advanced last year to the next round, and they just... Dates weren't working, so they
dates didn't work, but we also got two really cool shows.
Well, that's the thing. Like, this band is done. Like, they came out of the gates, and, like, we're in the finals to, like, play at the Blues game. They, you know, they played Delmar Hall. They played, they were, you know, advancing the point. They played, like, five or six shows, but they were all, like, cool as fuck shows. Right.
Yeah.
They did a lot of cool stuff, like, right out of the gates. Like, cool, they're going up against, like, three other bands to play at Scott Trade Center, like, during the Blues game. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, people like that I haven't talked to in years.
Enterprise
like,
Center, my bad.
Yeah.
Dude, they were on Twitter, like, going nuts.
Well, like, that was easily one of the most, like, I don't want to say heartwarming, but, like, another humbling experience.
Yeah, like, man, like, people. We'd only been a band, like, not even a year.
Andrew had sang, like, three times.
Yeah.
In my life, not even just with this band.
Right.
But, no, people were, like, retweeting and quoting Man the Hell and Blue Social, and, like, my phone was just
blowing
up, and I was like, dude, that's, it was incredible. I had people message me from, like, eighth grade that, like, moved to California, and were like,
dude, are you going to play with the Blues? I was like, Well, maybe
starting center. Left winger.
Sports is
that's a pretty good deal.
So we played Delmar Hall, and then we played a damn near sold-out show with New Lingo.
At the Ready Room. No.
No, it was at Firebird, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was such a good show.
And that lineup was tight.
Yeah, man.
And then...
I guess I forgot about that. I was there that night, too.
Yeah.
I think the last three shows I either played or attended before I joined.
Yeah, and then we played.
It was Delmar Hall, but yeah, it was
the old Rock House.
The old Rock House
downtown.
We disappeared.
Yep,
and that was a really cool show too.
That was a super cool show.
That was a fun show.
Yeah,
we played with our future drummer, and we didn't know
her. Hi.
It was cute.
I gave
Caleb a beer while he played.
He did. That's like the coolest.
One of the most epic pictures I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
I'm glad somebody caught that moment.
I am too. I didn't think anybody would, and they got it.
He told me no. I said, you're drinking this damn
beer. I did, yeah. It was like, it was during the end of 6 Feet Under, so it was like the faster part. And he's standing in front of me just holding this beer up like, I can't do it. He's like, doing it. So like, I knelt down and like, I'm playing, drinking. Yeah. Somebody caught it, and it was cool.
Nice.
Thanks to Citywide and...
Yeah. Big shout out to them because I remember like, you guys are going to go on at this time. And they're like, hey, we're actually going to push it back an hour. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. So we sit down, we're having a few drinks, and a few drinks turns into a lot. And they're like, all right, you guys ready? And I was like, I've never been drunk for a show.
I'm too drunk.
Oh, shit.
Greg wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
Greg was late. Still late.
Greg was probably sober.
Greg was 100% sober because he doesn't drink.
Okay. He drinks a little, like one beer. Occasionally.
Rarely.
A year.
On a very special occasion.
And you know what? Since he doesn't drink, it's enough. So he might have been drunk too.
One beer.
Maybe.
Doing it.
You could have smelt the aroma of
this. Yeah.
He saw it on stage and was like, oh.
I'm wasted.
can't walk.
Secondhand drunk.
It's a new
write
song.
That down. Yeah.
It's a song.
But, well, we do have tickets available, right?
We do.
Yeah, so reach out to the band, snag some tickets, come on out and celebrate Stone Cold Steve Austin Day.
I'm wearing my shirt.
It's also it's happening before St. Patty's Day, so
yeah.
I think we're going to, I don't know, we're going to do some cool
stuff. Irish car bombs the right way.
Yeah.
Because some people fuck that up.
You're going to take two Irish car bombs and...
Oh, I might. There we go.
You know, I really want to do that when that we really get up on a stage, but I feel like
glass breaking noise, right?
Yeah.
I feel like John won't like that.
Yeah.
No, can't
get apparently it's frowned upon.
Yeah, that's what they say. Don't break. I don't make enough money to like pay for damages yet. So
the Pops is so beautiful now.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Those new lights are killer,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, they got the whole package going on over there. Sound.
They give you sound too.
Yeah, they just got year. John. That's all they need.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
John made my iPhone sound like John. Fucking
yeah, cool. You could play old used speakers. As long as you got John, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always a good time over at Pop. So, yeah, come on out again March 16th. You mentioned Change a little bit. Let's drop in this last one from the EP. And anything else we want to add around Change, guys?
Cool. Everyone's looking at me. That one I really, really like, because that's probably one of the... That one and Until the End, I think, are the two that I feel the most, that I have the most connection with the lyrics, because, like, the chorus talks about, like, I want to change...
What are the words?
Oh, yeah, I don't know the words. I have to sing it. It's like singing the ABCs.
Nah, that
it's
important, is it?
It's not. No, but... It talks about, like, I want to change the things I say and immortalize the words I sing, because, like, a lot of the times I don't say the right things, but when I'm singing... Those are the things that I want, like, that I want to be, you know, like, that's the version of myself that I see as the best version of myself. So being able to immortalize that would be a dream come true, whereas a lot of the things I say, as I'm sure you've heard in the last 45 minutes, are stupid and don't make any sense. So
that's all of us, man. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Well,
we don't know what we're doing. I don't know what to do with my hands.
And that one talks about, like, I think the bridge is really cool, too. Like, I'm not as smart as I sound. I'm not as good as you think. Because there are a lot of people who think that about
yeah, we don't
me,
think but, you're very good.
Oh, I know.
So it's fine.
But for the few people in the world that do, you know, it's just cool, man.
Shout out to your mom and Cassie.
Yeah. Literally it. Not even my dad, really.
Yeah, two people like me. That's cool.
My dad thinks...
My dad hates me.
Yeah. It wants me to do better. But no, the,
fuck you,
just,
Dad.
Yeah. Play some Linkin Park. Some angry dad music. No, it just changed is something I have a really, really like, big connection to, and like wrote that in very like turning point in my college career, and the band kind of started, and like that with those are just lyrics that I held on to for a long time, and Greg came up with that riff and it just fit, and I was like, dude, this is a badass song, man.
Yeah.
Nice. It just feels right.
Inspired and wired, created a way, laid at the
Is there any plans to do like an official release party or anything like that?
We talked about it.
Something that was discussed, like kind of what to do. Because when I joined, the EP was done and had been done for a while.
But we didn't have a drummer.
They had no drummer, and they'd been kind of out of the game for a while, and any momentum that they had gained was kind of...
Is she gone?
Non-existent.
It was like, do we try to have a release show with no momentum, or do we just drop the damn thing and just like, we said do the Road to Point Fest and just kind of drop it and just... Yeah.
We didn't think that...
Play shows would, and promote it. And
we would have enough pull to pull off a CD release.
Sure.
Possible, but not likely.
Yeah, like we probably could have done it, but we wouldn't have gotten the outcome that we wanted.
Yeah.
So we decided to just kind of
put it out, then play some shows.
Yeah, do it, play some shows, see what happens.
And no matter the result of the Point Fest battle, like that's going to build up enough momentum for us to like get back to where we were, and then we can continue on that direction.
You guys could just win this Road to Point Fest and then just invite 20,000 people to your release party at Point Fest.
We could do that.
Hand out some free vouchers.
That'd be a good
maybe make party. Physical copies for that one.
I think we should do that.
We should do
at least
that.
12.
We got asked about it at our last show because we didn't do any physical copies.
Nobody wants physical CDs until they're at a damn show.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to listen to your car doesn't have a CD player. What are you going to listen to?
Yeah, like everybody just kind of does
like
the Spotify
my laptop
thing.
Doesn't have a CD player. My car doesn't have a CD player. Where the hell am I going to listen to this damn thing at?
Right. But the artwork is cool.
It is cool.
Yeah. So you should buy that just for that. Brandon Fowler did that.
Because it's not Brandon Fowler.
Brandon Fowler, yeah. No. So my tattoo artist, Brandon Hogan, did our album art and nailed it.
Yeah, so good.
Good. First try.
And he worked with us like throughout the whole process. Like he really didn't have to change much. But everything he did, he checked with us, and that's what we got. So if nothing else, buy the EP to look at the picture. Because it's good.
Definitely. Yeah.
When we make comics.
We're going to do it. Okay?
Dude, that picture is worth at least $5.
At
okay?
least
so, like,
$5.
You're getting a steal on that. Yeah.
Hang that shit up.
Buy the picture, get 6 complimentary songs.
Yeah, for free. Perfect. 6 songs for free.
Yeah. They're okay.
Well, and then I was also wondering if you guys were thinking about maybe some music videos. I know we have a bunch of talented guys making videos around town, and I think some of these songs would make some cool videos. Is there some things in the works for that at all? Or
that has also been talked about.
Yeah.
We just don't know what song we want to do.
I think,
or when we're gonna do it.
Yeah, I think the phrase "in the works" could be used very loosely here. I think we tossed around "For the Night" because I think that would be a really fun, like fast-paced, like video to do. That would be a cool one where
it's got a good story behind it too.
Yeah, I think that'd be a cool story.
Or we could do "Crows" and then you guys could fight those 30 guys. And
that would
good.
Be sweet.
That'd be
or we could do 6 Feet Under and I could fight my old band. That'd
dude,
be cool too.
And that's less people.
Yeah, that's only
that
4 other dudes, man. We'd
band
be fun.
Versus band? Let's fuck it, dude. Let's fight.
Fuck
Greg doesn't look tough, but he's pretty squirrely.
Dude, he choked out like was a linebacker. He choked out a football player. And I don't know if any of you know Greg, but he weighs like 30 pounds.
Did you hear about that guy like recently that like choked out that and killed that mountain lion? That was Greg.
Yeah,
that's why he won't come forward. Because Greg is one of those.
Greg is like a tough motherfucker, man.
Yeah. Running from the law.
Yeah. Greg's
but,
40 pounds soaking wet. So
we do want to do a video.
Yeah.
That was part of the whole like
we're just not doing it yet.
Yeah. That's kind of the whole process of like what do we do to like promote the EP? Because basically from the time I like had my first practice with the band to the time the EP dropped was like 5 weeks, and that's like when we decided to release the EP. So it was like,
hey, what'd you play those for, like a month, and we had a show?
I had like five practices before I played a show with them.
Yeah, and he nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Killed it.
And then just a fun fact, one of the practices he was like, yeah, I've never
also said nailed like 30 times.
Yeah,
nailed it.
We played 6 Feet Under and he's like, yeah, that was like, we played it through and it was almost perfect, like 99% perfect.
Damn.
And he was like, yeah, that 1%. And he was like, yeah, that's actually the first time I played that on real drums. And I was like, wait,
the whole song?
Yeah, the whole practice.
I air drummed all of these before, never played them on
just
a set.
Listen to him and he air drums and he knows the fucking part.
He just showed up.
My goal showing up day one was to be able just to like show up with the dudes and like play the set. Like no real like, all right, let's work through this song. Because I wanted to hit the ground running. I wanted to like join the band, boom.
Well, go. Yeah, did it.
Thanks.
Good job, kid.
You nailed it.
And I did. I showed up first night and I played all six songs like solid 87%.
Mm-hmm. You know, you think very highly of yourself. I don't like that. We're going to have to knock you down a step.
83 sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, I never practiced any songs on a real kit.
I had a lot of people come up at the last Road to Point Fest show that we had. Even Clark came up and was like, he acts like he's been in this band since the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... It's like he's been a part of it the whole time and he's, you know, hitting all these parts and they're perfect. And, like, he's essentially just a perfect piece of the band.
Oh, yeah, man.
So.
Which is big coming from
Clark. It is big.
You know?
Well, thanks, Clark.
Yeah, got the approval.
Well, Clarky.
From the guy that, like, you know,
Clarky
laid the groundwork.
The Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Clarkson 5.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we tried to decide, like, what are we going to do to promote this album and. Rather than trying to coordinate like filming a music video and getting all that stuff scheduled, we did a lyric video for Until the End. We decided that was going to be our single. Had that cranked out in like a week and put that out, I think, 3 weeks before we dropped the album. It was like, hey, cool, we're dropping the album. Like, it was kind of like a let's just do it
right.
kind of mentality. And yeah, it was just that's kind of the route we went. And so now that the album's out, we kind of have like a take a breath and say, like, all right, what's next?
Yeah.
We're already starting to work on it. I mean, I know they all got song ideas and trying to work on some new music, but still try to promote, like, even though the songs have been around for 3 years with these guys, like, they're still new to most people.
Yeah.
So, trying to figure out, like, what the next step is, how to promote these songs.
Sure.
Work on new material.
And there's definitely new material in the works. And I think we're all like-minded, but I feel very, very good about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Giving it a shot.
You can get involved with Man the Helm on your Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
That's correct.
And find them on there. We have, again, the EP available digitally everywhere. Stream it on your Spotify, download it on iTunes, whatever, wherever you're getting it. But, yeah, check it all out until we get those physicals someday. But yeah,
someday is the perfect.
At one point, we'll get those. One day, perfect. We'll have money and we'll buy them. So you can buy them as well.
But and again, don't forget to come party. Get your St. Patrick's Day weekend started right at Pops.
We're doing the beer bashes.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing them.
Shadstone.
We might not be doing them on stage, but we're gonna do them anyway.
Probably outside.
Probably outside.
Right outside
after the show.
It'll be good. Yeah, we got physical tickets for sale if you want to buy online. If you're lazy and don't want to meet up, we got the link. You can go to our Facebook. We got that posted. Just click and buy, and no extra cost, no fees, no anything like that. So $6.
Nice.
Pick them up at the door. Walk in. Have a good time.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, yeah. We'll see you all at Pops then.
You bet.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah.
For everything you do for the local scene. I know you enjoy it too, which is like the best part about the whole thing.
I'm having the time of my life doing this show, man.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun.
And I bet you get to meet all kinds of cool people, see some cool things.
Except for us.
I was going to say, hang out with some cool people and with some dicks here. Yeah, hang out
this
with some douchebags for sure.
Stuck with some losers. I got stuck by an 18-wheeler for this shit.
This was definitely not a highlight, but you know, still
I get it.
Just coming on Highway T like, what the fuck? I'm turning around.
I live here and I hate Thursdays. Like, these assholes are coming to my house.
I wonder how your wife feels.
I gotta drive an hour. She's not even here. That's how she feels.
I gotta drive an hour 10 minutes to get to this shit.
Yeah, right?
Yep. All right, guys. Well, thanks again.
Thank
and,
you.
Yeah, thanks,
I'll see you all soon.
You so, bet.
Bye, everyone.
Later.
Bye.
Deuces.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.